The report is dense, 845 pages, but one of the newest things that we are seeing from this document is the legislative recommendations. One of the main responsibilities of the January 6th committee was to investigate what happened before, during, and after the Capitol riot, but it was also to put forth a series of legislative recommendations to ensure that something like the Capitol riot would not happen again. We saw one of those previously, the Electoral Count Act, which is an overhaul of the 1887 law that mandates how the counting of electoral votes happens on the 6th, but we saw 10 other legislative recommendations in the report. One of the most striking is one that would bar former President Trump from serving in office under the 14th Amendment. The report notes that under the 14th Amendment, it prohibits individuals from serving if they have engaged in an insurrection. And the committee essentially here is making the argument that former President Trump did engage in an insurrection, whether that be through his House impeachment in January 2021 or the criminal referral that the committee just unveiled on Monday. They are arguing that he did engage in insurrection and for that reason should be barred from serving in office. And they're essentially calling on the committee to come up with some sort of mechanism to make it clear that President Trump engaged in insurrection and would be barred from serving in office under the 14th Amendment. That's one of the biggest legislative recommendations we're seeing. Another thing we're seeing is that they're calling for the joint session of Congress that's meant to count electoral votes on January 6th. They want that to be called a national special security event. And now, according to the committee, that is the sort of designation that events in Washington, like the inauguration, the State of the Union, are designated, which requires increased security measures, specific security measures, and significant advanced planning. The joint session of Congress that happens for the counting of electoral votes on January 6th does not have that designation. January 6th committee wants it to. So those are just two of the legislative recommendations that we're seeing, but it's a very large component of the committee's jurisdiction.
To the extent that it's clear from the report, going back to the first point you made, that the committee believes Donald Trump should never be allowed to hold office again, is that tied to any criminal referral and eventual criminal conviction?
So the way the committee is putting it is that they want Congress to consider, quote, creating a formal mechanism for evaluating whether or not to bar individuals in the report from serving in government under that constitutional statute. So it's a little iffy right there. Again, this is not legislative text. These are just recommendations. That's an important thing to note. So if this were to come to legislation, it would be more specific. But it could involve, like I mentioned, the part of that evidence that the committee used to argue that former President Trump engaged in insurrection was that criminal referral, was his impeachment in the House. And it's also worth noting that Congressman David Cicilline, he's a Democrat from Rhode Island, just last week he unveiled legislation that had a similar effect to this legislative recommendation the committee put forth. Cicilline's bill aimed to prevent Trump from serving in office under that 14th Amendment for leading an insurrection against the United States. So this has been an idea on Capitol Hill. It has a number of co-sponsors. The bill has gotten some attention online and in news reports. So it remains to be seen how lawmakers will potentially move this forward. And that's a whole other conversation about the fact that these recommendations are coming really in a very late stage of the 117th Congress, right before Republicans are slated to take control of the House. So it remains to be seen how these recommendations would be implemented. Because again, they're just recommendations. They're not firm legislative texts.